Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Today we're diving into something super important, something that impacts all of us. Whether you're a CEO, a student, or just trying to navigate the wild world of Monday mornings. We're talking about self-compassion, the practice of being kind and understanding towards ourselves, especially when things get tough. Ever felt like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of giving yourself a little grace, you spiral into a negative thought vortex? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, self-criticism doesn't help. In fact, it can actually do more harm than good. It can lead to stress, anxiety, low self-esteem, and even physical health problems. So how do we switch that script? How do we learn to be kinder to ourselves? Well, that's what we're going to explore today. I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. First things first. Understand the difference between being kind and weak. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, that we're all human, and that it's okay to not be perfect. It's about treating ourselves with the same understanding and care that we would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Second, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you notice yourself being critical of yourself, try to gently acknowledge those thoughts without engaging with them. Just let them pass like clouds in the sky. Third, remind yourself that you're not alone. Everyone struggles at times. We all face challenges, setbacks, and moments of doubt. Knowing that you're not the only one going through this can be incredibly comforting. Think about it. Wouldn't it feel better to know that someone else understands what you're going through? Fourth, focus on your strengths. We tend to dwell on our weaknesses and shortcomings, but it's important to remember our strengths too. Make a list of your positive qualities, your accomplishments, and the things that make you unique. Finally, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Self-care is about taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. It's about making choices that nourish your body and soul. Think about what brings you joy and make time for those things, whether it's reading, spending time in nature, or catching up with loved ones. Okay, so let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in the hours, researched thoroughly, and practiced your speech countless times. But now, right before you walk on stage, your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and self-doubt starts creeping in. What if I mess up? What if people laugh at me? These thoughts can be paralyzing, but here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative voices take over, you can gently remind yourself that it's okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets stage fright sometimes. You acknowledge your feelings without judgment and focus on the fact that you've prepared well. You remember all the times you've succeeded before and trust in your abilities. And most importantly, you treat yourself with kindness and understanding, knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, it's not a reflection of your worth as a person. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about? Understanding the difference between being kind and weak, practicing mindfulness, recognizing that you're not alone, focusing on your strengths, and prioritizing self-care are all powerful tools for cultivating self-compassion. By incorporating these practices into your daily life, you can start to shift your mindset, reduce stress, and build a stronger sense of self-worth. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Tap Out of Overstimulation for more tips and tricks on navigating the craziness of modern life. Until next time, take care of yourselves. You deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.